the kids do an introductory letter, and they're always hilarious. They're like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Do you like Fortnite? I'm like, dude, these guys don't. I can guarantee you they're not busting out Fortnite. Like, stop it. Do you have any other hobbies besides Fortnite? So I know that always kills them every time.
They're very interested in, do we have this game? Do we have that game? And we really never heard of them. We didn't know what it was. I said, well, a Fortnite, that's 2 week period of time. But we asked them what it was, and they told us. So it was funny.
They open the letter, and they're like, Fortnite? I think my grandson plays Fortnite. And I'm just like, yes, their grandson plays Fortnite, not them. So, of course, the kids always hit it with the Fortnite first. And then they ask them, what year were you born? And I'm like, yes, great way to break the ice, kids. Absolutely horrible.
I felt a little nervous because I really didn't know what to say at first. But then I just started thinking about it. And I asked a few questions, like what sports do they like, or what was their favorite TV show and stuff. And I just started writing, and I sent the mail to my pen pal. When I got the letter back, it said Miss Annie Marie. My favorite TV shows is really, I usually watch SpongeBob and stuff.
So when they get that first letter back, and they're like, oh, I was born in 1940, so and so, whenever, they're like, oh my gosh, what was it like then? Is it really black and white? And it's like, no, it wasn't in black and white, it was color. Like, come on, guys.
We told them what we like to do, and I think some of them had trouble believing that people our age would like to camp in a tent or do things like that.
It's community building and intergenerational, and to have them see it through a different eyes. Like, for instance, in my particular situation with someone I've had, I grew up in an area in my childhood before 11 that we had no electricity. And we had no inside plumbing. And, you know, to live through an experience such as that, they're just in awe.
So my kids look at it like all their movies that they watch, and they're like, was it really black and white? Oh my gosh, what do you mean you didn't have cell phones? What do you mean you had to use money on the bus, you didn't have a septic key? No trespasses? Like, it's absolutely hilarious. And that kind of blows their minds constantly. If nothing else, it's teaching them how to actually write a letter. Writing is something that's fading. You know what I mean? It gives them a chance to practice their actual handwriting. I make them write as neat as they possibly can. So you actually have to take your time and write it so they can read it. And they're also like just connecting with their neighborhood. I was telling my kids yesterday, you guys going is showing that you care. Some of these guys only see their grandkids once a year, if at all. When you go, they're going to treat you like family. So they're taking you in as their family.
It's just the idea of that there is more to life than our little dimension of seeing.